humankind seems to be bored easily.
Yes.
However, we are so capable as a race that we are able to produce new things and fresh stuff from things that are currently available. That is why, without conventional literary genres, 21st century literary genres would not be born at all.
Because of the advancement of technology, we are also changing the literary form that we are reading. Happy morning! You are listening to One Shot Literature with Miss A, feeding your mind, your heart, and your soul. Miss A as your host for this episode. Today, we have our very interesting topic, of course, with our special guest. So let's not waste our time because every second counts. So today, we are going to talk about conventional or traditional literary genres and 21st century literary genres. Of course, we have our special guest for this topic. We have no other than Mr. Ted Jason B. Wadamore. Happy morning, Sir Ted.
Happy morning, Ma'am A.
All right, so welcome to One Shot Literature.
So, thanks for having me here.
Okay, thank you. So, for the knowledge of our listeners, who is Sir Ted when it comes to teaching literature?
I am actually teaching literature ever since I started teaching. Literature is actually, writing is one of my passion, and teaching writing is what makes me happy. And I'm currently teaching creative writing to grade 12 UMS and GAS students at Bulihan Integrated National High School in Bulihan, Silang, Cavite. And hopefully, I get to teach creative writing and other forms of writing in the years to come.
Before we start discussing about our topic, conventional and 21st century literary genres, our listeners might ask, what do we mean by the word genre? Yes, Sir Ted.
Okay. So, to simply put, genre means, it is another word for type or kind. But in its broader sense, genre refers to any kind of work or craft that has same thing in common. So genre in literature can be very tricky since we classify literature in different ways.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, let us have first, what do you think are the conventional or the traditional literary genres that we have?
Okay. So when we say literary genres, it refers to types of literature which have stood the test of time, meaning these types of genres of literature are already existing before our generation have been born. There are four conventional literary genres. These are poetry, fiction, nonfiction, and drama.
All right, so I know our listeners are all familiar with this traditional literary genres because when they studied from elementary to high school to senior high school, they already have experience reading different literary genres. Now, how about this one? What do you think are the common characteristics of conventional literary genres?
Okay, so what's common with these four literary genres is that all of these were in written form. Someone may say that this can be performed, but logically, these were first painstakingly written by the authors and then published in books or in any other printed material. However, each type of genre has unique qualities from the other. First, we have poetry. Basically, Poetry is a creative written work that uses intensified speech and language, as well as other elements which we consider poetic, such as rhythm, verse, line, stanza, and meter. Poetry is one literary genre that we can identify the easiest because of its very obvious structure. Then we have fiction. It is written in prose, or what we usually call paragraph or essay format. Unlike poetry, fiction has to observe correct grammar usage, because in fiction, you have to write complete sentences and then turn it into paragraphs along the way, whereas poetry does not usually follow such mechanic. Another quality of fiction that makes it unique is that it is a product of the writer's imagination. Under this genre is where we will find fairy tales, legends, fables, myths, and other stories which are make-believe but were written for our amusement. Like fiction, non-fiction is also in prose format. What separates it from fiction is that it is entirely based on facts. Nothing is make-believe. Examples include biographies, news articles, memoirs, research articles, and reflective essays. Lastly is drama. It can have parts that are in prose format or verse format. What separates it from the rest of the conventional literary genres is that it has stage directions and instructions for the actors and actresses, since its primary goal is to be performed before an audience.
Okay, so thank you for that information. I know our listeners are learning a lot. Now, let's proceed. How about the 21st century literary genres? Since we encounter different changes when it comes to technology, does it really affect our literary genres also?
Yes, ma'am. When we say 21st century literature, this refers to literary pieces written from 2001 to the present, up to the year 2100. Some also refer to it as modern literature or contemporary lit. There are actually a lot of genres under the 21st century. So here are some 21st century literary genres that are common. First is the illustrated novel, which is a fusion of fiction and illustrated pictures to serve as a visual aid while reading the story. Digifiction, which combines three types of media, such as book, movie or video, and the internet, to allow the reader or audience to have a more interactive experience while reading. Then we have the graphic novel, which is different from the illustrated novel. With graphic novels, narratives are told in comic strip formats but are published as a book. And then we have manga, which are comic books and graphic novels originally published in Japan. I'm sure our listeners are very much familiar with this one.
Yes, and especially have, boys.
Yes. And then we have doodle fiction, where the author incorporates doodle writing and drawings instead of the traditional typefaces we see in books. There's also the text talk novels, where the story are almost told entirely in dialogues via text or social media messaging. Chick literature, or the chick lit, which offers humorous and light-hearted fiction which addresses issues of modern womanhood. Stories may include romantic relationships, friendships, and issues in the workplace. We also have the flash fiction, which is literally a story using only few words. Longest may be 1,000, but not long, but no longer than that. Science fiction also refers to literature dealing with real or hypothetical scientific concepts, technology, and innovation. And last on our list is blog, which is a short term for web log or articles from the internet.
Alright, so those are 21st century literary genres in which our young minds really love to read, right? It's very appealing to them because of the pictures, because of the feature in which they can interact directly with the writer. They can ask the writer, why is it you made this character? What motivates you to write this kind of character? All right, so those are the things. And I think we have missed something, which is hyper poetry.
We also have hypertext poetry, ma'am. Hypertext poetry, it is digital poetry that uses links and hypertext markup. It can either involve a set of words, phrases, lines that are presented in variable order, but sit on the page much as traditional poetry does. But it can contain parts of the poem that move and transform. It can also be clickable since it is usually in the internet.
Right, so usually our listeners may be curious about hyper poetry. They will search for an example of that in which they can click and then it will lead to another web page for them to discover what's the content of that poem. Those are the different 21st century literary genres. Now, how about this? What do you think, in your observation, what are the common characteristics of modern literary genres?
Well, all of them still has text in them, even the illustrated ones like graphic novels and manga. What I think is another common characteristic among these modern literary genres is that they reflect the time that we are living in, be it in structure or plot or even the simplest concept behind all of them.
How about the difference? What could be the difference between the conventional or the traditional and the modern literary genres?
I think it is safe to say that the conventional literary genres are the OG or the original ones, and they are here to stay. They are not called classics for no reason at all. I mean, they were able to withstand time, and now they were a part of history, and nothing can take them away from the pages of the book or the hands of history. However, modern literary genres are innovative ways to tell a story to keep man entertained. That's how I see how different conventional and modern literary genres are.
Maybe our listeners are asking, what could be the factors that gave birth to this 21st century literary genres? Are we not contented of the conventional or the traditional ones?
As I mentioned, one is to keep man entertained. As a species, I think, it is just in my opinion, but I think humankind seems to be bored easily.
Yes.
However, we are so capable as a race that we are able to produce new things and fresh stuff from things that are currently available. That is why, without conventional literary genres, 21st century literary genres would not be born at all. It's just thanks to the previous ones that were published and written by the past authors.
Right. So it is just like cell phone. Right, it continues to upgrade for us to cater the needs of our learners, to cater the needs of our consumers. And who are the consumers? Of course, the readers of these literary works. So because of the advancement of technology, we are also changing the literary form that we are reading. Like what we have discussed a while ago, we have the manga, we have the digital fiction, what else? The hyper poetry, the blog, which is a very rampant nowadays. All right, so for the final thoughts, sorry Ted, what could be something that you want to share to our listeners?
I think these literary genres were also born out of necessity. I believe illustrated novels were created because of the desire of man to visualize what he is reading. Blogs are formed in order to share ideas through the cyberspace. we are really not contented as a human race, just what I've said a while ago. However, I do not see discontentment as a negative thing because innovation happens in every aspect in the society. Just what you said, Ma'am A. I mean, basically, if we are contented already with the things that we have, we would not want to have more or even something new. Say, for example, a new cell phone or a laptop. So yes, we are not contented with conventional literary genres as a form of literature where we can freely express our thoughts and ideas. Or if there's an importance or significance to these conventional and modern literary genres, one thing is that literature reflects our way of living. Be it conventional or contemporary, these literary pieces are a part of us. And it is important that we utilize literature in a way where we can immortalize our individual and collective experiences so the future generations can be transported to the world that we have now. It would not always be the 21st century. And it is important that literature can serve as a lens for people in the future to look into.
Yes, I totally agree with you, Sir Ted. It's because when we are reading a particular literary work, we could learn about the history, the culture of the people who were living during that time. We would have a glance or a glimpse of what happened in the past through reading literary works, be it conventional or the traditional or the 21st century or what we call the modern literary genres. So thank you again, Sir Ted, for sharing with us your knowledge, your expertise, and your experience when it comes to teaching, especially literature and creative writing, of course.
It's been a minute of intellectual discussion with our topic, conventional and 21st century literary genres. I hope you learned something and keep tuning in to One Shot Literature with Miss A, feeding your mind, your heart, and your soul. Keep on listening, keep on learning, and hold on to our next episode about understanding text and context. Again, this is Miss A, leaving you that happiness is the mother of all motivation. See you next pod!